Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
the Lamb, and by the words of our testimony. So as you are declaring, I have overcome, you are declaring words of testimony. Can you lift your hands right now? Declare that I have overcome. In your business, you overcome. In your job, you overcome. In your company, you overcome. Your family is delivered. Your family has overcome. Lift your hands. Release words of testimony. We have overcome. depends on you. Oh God, my life depends on you. My life depends on you. My life depends on you. Like a baby in the hands of a mother, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Lord, I'm safe in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
weak that you lead me. Oh Jesus, you are too consistent to lead me halfway. Yeah. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I'm here to testify. You're too faithful to fail me.
Making a way are our all in all. You are Abba, Father. And for that, we love you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one here this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those that are here now and those that will listen at another time, oh God, I thank you, oh God. They all are precious in your sight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. I thank you for the prayer warriors. I thank you for the mothers. I thank you for the intercessors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for the divine elevation, divine promotion, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that your sheep know your voice. Yes, your voice, and will follow after your voice and not follow the voice of strangers. Thank you, Lord, that we are purely familiar with your voice because, oh God, we are in an intimate relationship with you. We thank you, Lord. Where you lead us, we will follow. We bless your name. We give you glory. Now, Holy Ghost, we ask you, oh Holy Spirit, first of all, we want to say good morning, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we honor you, we bless you, we adore you. We thank you for your presence of grace. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you lead us, always leading and guiding us and protecting us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your teaching. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for revelation with understanding. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to apply the word of God in our lives, to live by his word. We thank you. We can only do that through you, Holy Spirit. Every time we try to do it on our own, we fail. We are nothing without you. With you, there's nothing impossible. So we say thank you. And we bless your name. We adore you, O God, by your name, Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, hover over this service in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Spirit of the living God, hover over our lives. Spirit of the living God, hover over our hearts. Spirit of the living God, hover over every area of our lives, and let there be light. Let your holy light shine in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine. When light comes, darkness disappears. Let your light shine so brightly that it would take everything out of us that is not of you. Burn everything out of us. Uproot those things that's hindering our relationship with you. We surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Lead us, guide us, teach us, Holy Spirit. Oh, our comforter and our friend. We love you, Holy Ghost. We bless you, Holy Spirit. So, Spirit of the living God, we pray for refreshing. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in our lives. Have your way in this service in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we ask you for your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy, O God, for our siblings. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings, our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren, oh God, great-grand, oh God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, be merciful unto us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and minds in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. The blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood speak for our grandchildren. Let the blood speak for our siblings. Let the blood of Jesus speak for our nieces and our nephews. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us. O God, in the name of Jesus, those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time, we release the blood of Jesus in our dwelling places. We mark our doorposts of our house on the blood of Jesus, our cars on the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, our jobs and offices on the blood of Jesus. As we enter public transportation, the blood of Jesus. Every mode of transportation, the blood of Jesus. We soak our offices, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. All our possessions in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your precious blood. Thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your blood. We thank you, Lord. The blood that Jesus shed for us. The blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We thank you, Jesus, our mediator, our intercessor who sits at the right hand of the Father. According to Hebrews 7:25, interceding for us even as we pray. Oh, we thank you. We bless your name. We surrender once again to you. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the armor. In the name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation. Breastplate of righteousness. Shoes of peace. Sword of the Spirit. Shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. Great grand, those that are connected to us, oh God, a wall of fire around our sisters and brothers, our nieces and nephews, and the glory within them in the name of Jesus. Oh, almighty God, we bless your name. Almighty God, we praise you. Almighty God, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God, awesome God. Mighty God, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. Now, Father, as I bring this word this morning, Lord, let it not be me, but let it be Christ. Christ in me, O God. Behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let us go back to Genesis 12. I just want to go over it for a second, and I will go forward. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When God We're talking about faith. And just I pray that this helps us or encourage us this morning as the Spirit of God speaks to us in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be before in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, curses thee. And in thee shall families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Hallelujah. And Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all the substance they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, they came to the land under the place of Shechem, under the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence into the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and High on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to look at this from a different perspective this morning. When God called Abraham, we went through that, and Abraham had faith and courage. It takes faith, and is already in us from Almighty God. Abraham moved on. What I want you to see as you move, when God calls you, hear me out this morning. There are so many people that are so afraid to step out into their calling because sometimes we get too comfortable where we are and we don't want to step into our calling. And sometimes he calls us, we're in our calling, and he calls us higher, to come up higher. And we want to stay in that safe, what we call safe zone, what the world calls safe zone. Hallelujah, you know, and so because we want to stay in that so-called safe zone, we're afraid to take that step to answer the call of God on our lives, or we are afraid to go higher in the Lord. What I found in the name of Jesus, that most leaders are afraid to go higher in the Lord. That sometimes we say it, but you're afraid to go higher because so who much is given, much is expected. Because as you go higher in the Lord, you will be able, there's a lot of challenges as you grow higher in the Lord. If he tells you to go from one level to the next, but what I'm saying, that he will never leave you. He's always there with you every step of the way. He will not tell you, like he told the disciples, go on the other side. He still came, Jesus still walked on the water and came to the disciples. Came on the water to them. Even when there were storms, he came. You see, God will not tell you to do this, and he's not there to back his word. Isaiah will tell you, 50, I think it's 55:8-11, when God says his word, every word he says, he prosper. And if the word prosper in the things he said it to prosper in. So God will never lie. When he tells you to do something, he's holy, he's righteous. He's not going to leave you when he sends you somewhere. He knows. He will never do that. He will be with you every step of the way. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes your family, your friends will tell you, let's go, come do this. And they will leave you. Hallelujah. But the Lord will never, ever leave you. And I want you to put this in the back of your mind. He will not do it. When he say go, he will be right there with you. You might say, but I can't sense him. But he's there. That's what faith is. He's right there with you. If you look at the book of Exodus, he never left Moses. He was there with them. He was a pillar of fire by night and pillar of cloud by day. He led them. He instructed them. He fed them. He gave them manna. He took care of the children of Israel in the desert. Even though they were rebellious, never stopped providing manna for them during that time until it was time for them to cross over the Jordan, over the river Jordan. What I want you to see, sometimes we need to look at the pattern. When Jesus told the disciples, follow me. As they followed Jesus, Jesus never left them. Jesus even knew that Judas was going to betray him. Because Jesus is God incarnate, he knew that. But you remember the Last Supper. What did it say? After he was betrayed, he knew he was betrayed. He didn't say, I'm not going to go further. So what I'm saying to you, even when, you know, Judas might have had the time, he could have changed his mind. But he was right there with Jesus. He has had the opportunity. Hallelujah. But he didn't. But he was right there. Did Jesus leave him? Did Jesus tell him, leave this room? You're too deceitful. You're too evil. Get out of here. No. Judas had the Last Supper along with Jesus. Hallelujah. He will never, ever leave you. Amen. He will be with you. The Holy Spirit will lead you, will direct you. He will tell you what to do and what not to do. Hallelujah. That's why you got to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and be able to recognize when the Lord, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Hallelujah. And then you got to know how to wait on the Lord. When God says, don't go, don't go. When God says, sit, you sit. It's not about what others are doing. It's about you being obedient. So when I look at Isaiah 55, it says, and you just write it down, the scripture is, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Okay? So when you read it, and then you go further down, he speaks about heavens are higher than the earth, so is my ways higher. And then when you go to verse 11, he says, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing wherein I send it to. When you've given prophetic word and God speaks to you through his word, it will prosper. And then when it prospers, I like this part, hallelujah, what he says, verse 12, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in the singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. Because when God works up the past, heaven rejoices. The earth rejoices. The universe rejoices. When God works up the past, there's a glorious time in heaven when it's manifested, because it already in the spiritual realm. Sometimes we quit when we're just supposed to receive, because we just need one more hour of patience and do quit. Because what God says about you, my brothers and sisters, what God says you will do, you will do it. And he might not do it the way that you expecting for him to do. The way that he might do it for me may be different from how he do it for you, or how he do it for you different from how he will do it for your sister. That's why he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Because the way God thinks, we don't think that way. We are like sheep. We're dumb. We don't even come into that intelligence. So the way he will do it, it will be different for how you do it. That's why we need to learn to trust him and follow him. Is that follow? Look, when you follow God, you don't lack. When you follow God, okay, he provides for you. Hallelujah. When you follow him. When you are in a covenant relationship with him, when you diligently seek him, my brothers and sisters, you are secure in his presence. You are secure in his presence. You know, sometimes we pastors, we tell people, we and ministers and pastors and leadership, we tell people, have faith and trust in the Lord. But sometimes we ourselves, we lack that faith that and trust that we're telling others. And sometimes, after my brothers and sisters, I'm not here to condemn and criticize, because there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But sometimes I wonder of certain things that I just said, hallelujah. One of the things I wonder, and I don't do it unless I'm selling my magazine or certain things I'm selling, then I will put certain things there. But one of the things I noticed about the body of Christ, the pastors and the preachers and the apostles and all, they have become beggars. When you look on Facebook, you see everybody begging, giving a cash app, giving this and that and that. You know, and we are the head. We are not the tail. We are above, and we're not beneath. We are lenders, and we're not borrowers. So to me, in my personal opinion, it doesn't look good. All day we're begging. We have turned to be beggars. How do you think God looks at his servants? Look, you don't need to beg anybody. Anyone, you, all we have to do, and I'm saying this to everyone, you just got to trust in God, and you have to have your faith and trust in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. It just looks so terrible when you see those things, because you're the same people you're telling to have faith, you're not telling to have, you don't have the faith. Because when God gives you an assignment, a ministry, he provides for that ministry, for that assignment. I started this ministry with $40. And God told me to sign a contract with the Marriott, with my first program. I never doubted the Lord. I signed the contract not knowing where in the world I would get this money. But I never dwelt on it. I did took the $40, made it flyers, everything, every gift, because you see, God will never fail us. If he gives you something to do, he provides for it. The problem is we want to go ahead and manipulate and do what which God has not told us to do. So we come in with all these plans that we think will work and manipulate it and things. No. And then we do it, we go ahead of God. But I'm saying to you, when God calls you, follow him, he provides for you. Because when God told me to step out and did all of that, I mean, and God wouldn't come the time he had wanted to come, I didn't even dwell on it. I just went ahead and did all the preparations and signed the contract. I'm saying things that I live by these things. And all of a sudden, I remember a week before, a lady just called me. And we busy laughing and talking. And I prayed for her and her children and stuff. And we're just laughing. And then she's a friend of mine, laughing and talking, not, you know, an associate of mine. And then the Lord told her to pay for the place. And she asked me, she said, how much is this place I gave her? She said, the Lord told me to pay for it. How do I do? I said, you can go to the hotel, go ahead. You don't have to send me the money. Go ahead and go and pay for it. And she went and did it. Look, and since that time, if I'm doing a project, yeah, if I'm doing a project, I would say, please show into the, if I'm doing my magazine, different things, if I'm selling stuff, yeah, I will ask you to sew, or if I need help, and I'm not going to prophesy and lie because I need money. That's not right. You see, we will be judged very harshly by these things. So if we are leaders in the body of Christ, we ourselves have to have faith and trust in God. We walk by faith. I can't tell you to have faith and I don't have faith. We just need faith as a mustard seed. But his faith is evidence of things hoped for, evidence of things like substance of things hoped for, evidence of things like things. You don't have to see it. Hallelujah. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Not only shall God provide the needs according to his riches in glory, God provides your wants. Also, how many persons in this service got only one pair of shoes? I'm sure you don't have two or three either. Because God provided for you exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or ask of, because you don't have one. When you don't have one, you have two, you got three. Hallelujah. How many of you have a choice to eat what you want to eat? You see, because he gave you that choice, you can pick what you want to eat, you pick what you want to cook. You know, and these are the places in Christ that we need to praise God and bless his holy name. Hallelujah. And trust him. Look, where he leads you, follow him. Follow him. Don't look left, don't look right. Keep your focus on Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep your focus on Jesus. Follow him. He told Peter, cast your net. And Peter cast the net and fish. A lot of fishes came up. Peter said, I've been tearing all night. I caught nothing. But nevertheless, I will cast my net. Peter cast his net. And he had all that fish. It was so much the net almost broke. And then so what did he, Peter, that was their trade. They had to sell those fish in the market. Can you imagine how much money they made? Hallelujah, just by listening to God, to Jesus. And that's when Peter decided to follow Jesus. All the way my Savior leads me. Follow him, trust in him. Don't try to lean on your understanding. Abraham followed God. And the best part of the following God that I love, as Abraham followed God, I want you to see when he went to the first place. Hallelujah. You see, God never left it. In verse 7, the Bible said that, and the Lord appeared unto Abram. God came again to him to reassure him, I will give you this land. God was with him. He went again. He built an altar unto the Lord. Hallelujah. That's our altar, is a meeting place unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. You see, without faith is impossible. Please, God. Without faith, you got to trust him. You have to trust him and depend on him. Man will fail you, but God will never fail you. Do not manipulate situations because you want A, B, C. Hallelujah. I could go on and on this morning, but I could go on forever with testimonies of God's goodness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he's all good. He's a good God, gracious God, loving God. Hallelujah. I told you, he said, this is your victory praise. And I pray that you take this, the word, seriously, victory praise. Because you have to receive it into your spirit so you can walk in it. Hallelujah. I'm not telling you that you will not have trials and tribulations. Yes, I do have different things I go through, but he's never left me. He's no respecter of persons. If he never left me, he will never leave you. Remember, Jesus loved me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Little ones to him below, they are weak. I am weak, but what? He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loved me. For the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. You are the head and not the tail. You are a lender and not the borrower. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God, your Father, Abba Father, owns everything in the universe. He created the universe. Everything you need is right here. All you have to do is call on him and trust him. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Father God, that we will trust you, we'll follow you. We are lenders, we're not beggars. Your word will prosper in every area you send it to prosper in. And so, Father, this morning we just want to say thank you in advance for all that you have promised, because we know it will surely come to pass. We thank you, Lord, and we give you glory and honor. We seal this word this morning with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit. Let thy kingdom come, and let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Praise him, worship him, walk in the promises. Just praise him in advance. Bless his holy name. It's already done. We love you. Have a wonderful, safe, blessed day in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you.